Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my fifth edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the satirical comedy drama I Am Not a Witch, and as well as the animated film Tehran Taboo. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is I Am Not a Witch, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. If you're a female in Zambia, even witnessing another's bad luck in court can be cause for condemnation. For nine-year-old Shula, that means being branded a witch, sent to a camp and given two options. She can accept her new label and live the rest of her life tethered to a white ribbon, or get turned into a goat if she seeks justice and freedom. Now, when I sort of read the synopsis to I Am Not a Witch, I just thought it sounded really fascinating, and I thought that this would definitely be something right up my alley. And having seen the film now, I definitely say it is a really good film. Like, it is a pretty ambitious film in a lot of ways, because it's a film that sort of tackles some really compelling and topical themes in terms of feminism, exploitation, and superstition, and just also political themes as well. So it's a film that definitely has a lot going for it in terms of what it wants to explore, and it does it in a way that, in a very satirical manner. And although I did really like the film a lot, I didn't think it was as amazing as I thought it was going to be. Like, it's still a pretty good film, but I kind of feel like there were aspects of the story, at least in the script anyway, that I felt like could have been explored a little bit more, in terms of just, like, some of the character development, and also some parts of the story as well. And also, I kind of felt like the tone of it was a bit weird as well, because even though it is a sort of a comedy drama satire, like, the sort of when it goes back and forth between those different tones, it does feel slightly jarring, especially, but this is a film that definitely... But that being said, though, it's a film that does take its story very seriously, and particularly with the character of Shula, who I can't think of the actress's name who played her in the film at the moment, but she is such a really interesting and compelling protagonist, even though she doesn't really say much in the film. But you can just see the sense of what she's going through just through her facial expressions alone, and she's definitely a very compelling character on screen. But everyone in the film does a really good job with their performances. And the director, and I'm probably going to butcher this director's name, so forgive me, Rangano Nioni, if I butchered the director's name, forgive me. She does a really good job. This is her directorial debut, and it's a very ambitious one, and I think she did a really good job, and it definitely shows that she had a passion for this story and wanting to have something to say with it as well. And the score is really well done. The cinematography is beautiful. It is a really good film and a really strong debut for her. But I feel like I said, I think there were definitely some aspects that could have worked a little bit better. But that being said, though, it's a really solid film, and I definitely recommend everyone to check this out. It's a pretty solid debut effort, if I say so myself. So if I had to give I Am Not a Witch a rating, I give it a solid 3.5. Now on to my next film, which of course is the animated film Tehran Taboo, and the plot summary for this film, which I'm reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. The stunning, boundary-pushing new Iranian animation tackles the sexual taboos of Islamic society, revealing a world of hypocrisy and political corruption. Pulling back the veil on a little-seen slice of Iranian street culture, this visually powerful animated feature follows the intersecting lives of three women: a sex worker, a trapped wife, and a struggling musician. Although I should say it off right the bat that the struggling musician is actually a man in the film, but so there must have been a bit of a mix-up in the synopsis here. And continuing, as they grapple with double standards of sex, gender, and religion in Tehran's politically oppressive atmosphere. Now, Tehran Taboo, like, was one of those films I'd never even heard of prior to reading about it in the Myth Guide, but once I sort of read about it, it definitely caught my interest right away, and I definitely, And I always love films, whether they're documentaries or fictional films, that sort of take us into a world of a culture that most of us don't really know about, especially for me anyway. Like, I know about Iran as much as I do know my fair bit about Iran as a country, but it's interesting to see with this film, like what really drew me to it was that it was focusing on characters, like their day and what they go through and their daily struggles living in Iran, and that to me was something that I found really compelling. And having seen the film now, I just found it a completely riveting and absolutely powerful experience from beginning to end. And it is just such a great film. And the film's director, and I'm probably going to butcher the director's name, so forgive me, Ali Shudaze. Sorry if I butchered his name. I completely apologize. This is his directorial debut, and he did an absolutely phenomenal job with this film. Like, the script is brilliantly well written. It is so extremely well directed, and the film just visually looks stunning. And the film does use the same kind of rotoscope animation that Richard Linklater is famous for on the films Waking Life and A Scanner Darkly. And I feel like it's one of those, like, that did visually make the film look absolutely involving and brought us into this world. But it's really the story of the three characters at the center of it that really I found more compelling. Because each character and their story through the film and their kind of what they go through living sort of their day-to-day lives in Iran, going through, as it says in the synopsis, going through the hypocrisy and the political corruption that goes on in Iran, especially in terms of things like sex and marriage and relationships. So it was that insight into that I found really compelling and really interesting. But at the same time, though, even though it's a film that does explore themes and sort of an aspect and all the sort of daily aspects that go on in Iran, it never forgets the story or the characters. And that was something that I felt was a problem with another film I reviewed earlier from MIF, Australia Day. So Tehran, Taboo, is the complete opposite of that. It tackles all those themes, but it also, it doesn't forget the story or the characters. And I think that's what I feel like made Tehran, Taboo for me as a film such a powerful experience overall. And it's such a bold film in a lot of ways. And like I said, the animation is absolutely stunning. And the performances from everyone are just perfect. This one was definitely a huge surprise for me. And I definitely highly recommend everyone to check this out. It is worth it for sure. So if I had to give Tehran Taboo a rating, I give it 4.5 out of 5. It was just that great of a film. So, yep, that's the end of this fifth edition of my 2017 MIF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my sixth edition, in which I will be reviewing the New Zealand documentary Spookers, and as well as Claire Dennis's latest film, Let the Sun Shine In. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys then. See you guys. Bye.